You're listening to WVUA FM 90.7, The Capstone. We'll speak to Justin Thompson, one of the SGA candidates for president, coming up here in just a second. But first, some top headlines here from around the world. A federal judge in Texas just throwing out, a few minutes ago, actually throwing out the state's same-sex marriage ban. We spoke to Noah Cannon about that. Texas, just the next state, and a series of states in the last few weeks that have thrown out their same-sex marriage bans. Leaders in Kiev are moving forward with efforts to assemble an interim unity government. The slate of nominated candidates were introduced to crowds gathered in Kiev's Independence Square earlier today. Officials say there will be an official vote in parliament tomorrow morning. The acting interior minister says the riot police force that was deployed against anti-government protesters in the square had been disbanded. Also, a new study using federal data says obesity in children between the ages of 2 and 5 has dramatically decreased, according to CNN. And that decrease has been seen over the last 40% in the last decade. Experts say exact reasons for this decrease are unclear, but it's a promising sign as obesity is linked to some types of cancer and heart disease. The report comes as the First Lady's Let's Move initiative to improve children's fitness levels and eating habits marks its fourth anniversary. In Washington, Democrats are facing adversity in their effort to increase the minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $10.10 an hour. Republicans are trying to block the vote considering the bill, and they call it a job killer. According to the Congressional Budget Office, the bill would pull 90,000 out of poverty, but also put 500,000 people into unemployment if it passed. That's according to the Congressional Budget Office. We're joined now by Justin Thompson. Justin is from Frankfort, Kentucky, a junior here at the University of Alabama, also a candidate for the SGA president. It's worth noting that Hamilton Bloom, his opponent, will speak to him on Monday. So we'll speak to Justin today, speak to Hamilton on Monday. How are you, Justin?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Rich.
Well, we really appreciate you joining us here on Capstone News Now. Hopefully the first in a series of conversations about this race. You know, you're running for SGA presidency, and that's a big commitment, a big step, obviously. Why did you want to run?
Well, Rich, in my 2.5 years here on campus, I got to a point where I realized that my friends and students all across campus were just complacent. And especially with campus politics, they just realized it is what it is. And I was ready to change that mold. I think I'm qualified to get people excited about student government, to get people engaged and united across campus.
What about your experience level? I mean, you know, that's all well and good. A lot of people feel that the current level of SGA involvement in affairs and people's opinions of them. But what about your, in particular, experience that do you think could make that better?
Well, I think one thing that people are going to talk about is right now I'm a senator in SGA, and I haven't gotten to a vice president position or anything, but I think that my experience within SGA, within Capstone Agency, and within being the vice president of my fraternity, I think I've shown leadership positions that I can go on and bring to the rest of the SGA.
All right, well, really good. You know, a lot of conversation has been talked about on diversity this year on the campus of the university. Of course, earlier in the school year, back in September, national headlines were made after a Crimson White report showed inequities in the sorority system, and basically some called it de facto segregation. The university has made some attempts to change it. What is your feeling on how the university's handled that situation?
Absolutely. I think this is something that's extremely important. It's something I'm extremely passionate about. I think that with the event last year by UA Stands, I think was a great step. I think there's a long way to go, but seeing the university take action towards it was something very promising. And I think with me in office, I can really push forward and get that to continue on in its direction.
Well, what about fraternities? A lot of people talk about sororities, and that was what the conversation was, but it seems like almost nothing has been talked about in terms of fraternities and trying to increase diversity there.
Right. It was really upsetting to see that the fraternities weren't getting any of the flack for segregation, because it's true in almost every fraternity that there's not enough African-American students when there's plenty that want to get involved. I think it's something that we really need to focus on. I think there's a lot of progressive people in fraternities, but I think there's a groupthink mentality, and I think that they are scared to step up and say, hey, I want to accept this guy. He's a great guy, and she's a great girl. But I think that with the way that the university is progressing, I think that we can get to a point where it's not going to be an issue, but it's not going to be easy.
But what do you think about in terms of the university themselves, not necessarily seeming, at least publicly, and again, we don't have any information that maybe there's some things going on behind the scenes, but publicly the university has seemed to do very little in terms of trying to do what it did with the sororities. I mean, why do you think that is?
You know, I'm not sure. It's really upsetting. I think that the university should be very public and outspoken about the fact that we are a diverse university. We are in Alabama, and we need to be progressing. I mean, we had all of this in this 1950s and 1960s with Vivian Jones and James Hood,
right?
And I think an author and Lucy, and I think we need to just be able to come out and say, look, like, this is a diverse university. We have, I think, 14% or 18% African-American students on this campus, and we need to be accepting of them and not just our typical white students.
A lot of other issues going on as well on campus, and issues that we cover every day here. We'll talk about them in 1 second. Just one more question on this issue. The SGA has made certain steps, but at least in the initial aftermath of the CW report and then other reports, including here on our program, the SGA seemed to be kind of a silent force, almost not doing anything, in fact, kind of just letting the university do its thing. Do you think that was a failure?
I think so. I think there was a few people in the Senate that brought forth some resolutions about commending the first step, but SGA was pretty silent on it, and it was really upsetting that I couldn't rally enough people to get behind it. But this is something if I'm elected to president, I'm not going to be shy about. I actually got a chance to go to the State of the Black Union last night, and Dr. Utz McKnight had a great talk about just the state of African-American students on this campus, and we can't be shy about being upfront and forward with progression and desegregation of the fraternities and sororities.
Another issue that's obviously somewhat controversial and also has received a lot of publicity on a certain national level is the free speech rights here on campus. A lot of people feeling that there's really an attack almost, or a lack of protection to students' free speech. What do you think about that?
Well, actually today, under my social media campaign, my campaign is based under Unite, Engage, and Sustain. And right now, our first few days is going under Unite, and we actually made a post today about the grounds use policy here on campus. I think, and we got rated in an article, I believe it was on Huffington Post, saying we were the worst university in the country for free speech, and it's really upsetting. We call this place home for 4 years, and it's so difficult to obtain a grounds use for our home. I think that the policy is absolutely absurd, and I think that through SGA we can really work with the university to get it fixed.
Well, what about the situation that came out a few weeks ago with Claire Kratian and her group of Bama Students for Life? We had her on the program here, and she was talking about how university administrator basically broke the rules of the FERG and took down their poster without following the regulations. The university has since apologized for that. But what do you think that says about the more broader issue of free speech rights here on our campus?
Well, I think it just goes to show that this university is very protective of its image, but it's not letting, they're not truly letting the students say what they want to say. I was upset with the decision that they made to just pull it without letting any of them know. I think it was extremely wrong of them to do so. I mean, I'm glad they apologized, but I believe that they're letting Claire put her
poster board thing
back up in the FERG, but it was extremely upsetting to see that they just pulled it without her notice.
Well, very good. We're speaking to Justin Thompson, one of the two SGA candidates for the presidency here. The election's March 11th. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. there on March 11th. Now, another issue that is still a lot of folks feel is very important here on campus, not nearly as sexy, is parking. Obviously, a lot of people feel that parking is inadequate here on the university campus. Do you agree with that? And if so, what would you do to improve it?
Yes, I absolutely agree. I think that there's a lot of parking issues with the university, and one of the ones that I feel more strongly about is actually with interim parking. And in the May session, when they have interim, they have all these students coming in, and everything's empty with everyone being out for the students, but they still give them parking tickets for parking near the near where their classes are. So there's these people without the buses being run, and they're having to go park. Like, if they have a class in Patey for computer science, they have to park in the northeast, southeast commuter parking and trek 30 minutes to class when there's plenty of open spots. And that's something that I would love to see fixed, because when they're empty, there's no reason that they shouldn't be able to park there.
What about the Bama dining? A lot of people always complain about the dining halls and all of that. Do you think that maybe the SGA should look at ways to improve upon the current stature of Bama dining, and a lot of, and not to ramble here, but a lot of other things people talk about is perhaps introducing a little bit of free market here on campus in terms of dining options.
Right. Well, in terms of Bama dining itself, I think that SGA can try to find something to improve the experience there. I know a lot of people get really tired of going to Lakeside, going to Burke every night when they're a freshman, because it just gets to be the same types of food. In terms of dining experience overall, the fact that dining dollars are only accepted on campus and Buffalo Phil's and Domino's is really it's interesting, and it's because Aramark, they charge the university or the place that you use the dining dollars 20% of their cost to use the cards. So these businesses go out at running, like, go into the ground if they're going to do it. I'd like to be able to work with Aramark and try to get them down to their charge of like 12%, and see if we can get some other places around campus to be able to accept dining dollars. I think that's something that can really get students at the businesses.
What other issues are you really trying to pursue here in this campaign?
I think one thing that we got really interesting is I'm working with an entrepreneurial student, and if I'm elected by the beginning of August, by the beginning of next semester, we can have a wait time app up, which you would go on, and if you need to go to the student health center, or you need to go to Starbucks before class, or you want to go to the math lab, it'll tell you how long the wait is there. Because if I'm sick and I need to go to the student health center, but I see it's a 3-hour wait, I have other things I can be doing. If I have 15 minutes before class and the wait at Starbucks is 20 minutes, I don't have time to do it. I think it's something that students would really be interested in, and I think it's something that, and it's definitely something we can get up as soon as possible.
One last question for you here, Justin Thompson. Again, we appreciate you joining us here on Capstone News. Now, Justin's one of two candidates running for the SGA presidency. We'll speak to his opponent, Hamilton Bloom, on Monday. A lot of folks will say that you're running against the machine in this campaign, Justin. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but do you agree with that assertion? And what do you think the machine's role is here on campus?
Well, Rich, I can't say firsthand that the machine exists. I am not running against the machine. I'm running for Justin Thompson. Regardless of if they're going to back Hamilton or not, I want to get people to vote for Justin. I don't want people voting against Hamilton. I want to be able to rally up these 7,000-8,000 votes to get me elected, not against anyone else. This is about me.
And do you think that you have a plan in place in order to do that?
I believe so. I think we've got it. I've got a great team. They've been extremely passionate about this campaign, and I think that we can do it.
Well, very good. That's Justin Thompson, one of the two candidates for the SGA presidency. We'll talk to Justin as well coming up more here as the campaign develops. The election is March 11th. I mean, do you feel that you're – one last question for you here as we close out here our segment. Do you feel that you're limited at all by some of the rules? A lot of people talking about how these rules are really limiting to campaigns. You're not even allowed to have a website. You can have a Facebook page and some other social media things, but you can't even have a website. Why is that?
I have no idea. I definitely feel limited by those rules. We were told one thing recently about speaking to classes with professor approval, and I was really excited about that. Spent a bunch of time trying to rally up professor support, and as soon as I started doing that, I get an email and saying we're not allowed to do that anymore, even though we were explicitly told during the training sessions that we could. And it was really disappointing. It's just all these rules are being curbed and not helping me. So the rule book, it's frustrating, but we think we can get around it. So we think that we can, regardless of what they put on us, I think we can still win.
That's Justin Thompson, one of the two SGA candidates for president. You're listening to Capstone News Now on WVUA-FM.